When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. I see you could be bothered to turn up for this one.
It wasn't that I couldn't be bothered to turn up. I was on holiday, my friends. Proper holiday on an island that didn't have Wi-Fi or even televisions.
Nice.
It was wonderful. It was really, really good. Down in the south coast of Devon, where Agatha Christie had a beach house. I thoroughly recommend it. Burra Island. There you go. There's a little plug for
us. Our official island sponsor of the...
Not because they sponsor us or anything. I just had a wonderful time there. But you guys held the fort. Thank you very much for doing that and putting on a great show. So I'll let you run through last week's results, because I was not a part of it, once I introduce this week's co-host, which is Mr. Joey Slenzak. How are you, Joey?
Hey, guys. Not too bad. How about yourself?
Very well. And for those of us that are watching on Patreon, we will see just black out your windows there, Joey. And that's not because this is so late. It's because it's disgustingly early in the morning for you. This is too early for me, and I'm in the UK, and you are 5 hours behind that. What time is it?
It's 3:30 a.m.
And that's not. So this is you up for the day, as opposed to still up from the day before.
Maybe an hour and a half early. But yeah, I've got work at 6 a.m. Basically, in a couple hours. Usually up around five.
If there's
anyways.
Any time or any show to be up for, it's the one that you went 8 out of 8 on your picks, including middle section ones.
Absolutely smashed it. Great. Well, let's hear the recap then, Gordo.
Yeah.
I'll ping myself onto mute and let you guys tell the story of last week.
Okay, well, I'll start off with my banker, which did first ever cancelled game I've had. Atletico Madrid versus Sevilla. Too wet, rained off. So there was no banker for me there. Yeah, a bit of an odd one. It's been Spain, kind of a lot of the south of Europe was getting heavily rained on last week. Greece, Italy, places like that as well. So this game did not take place. So no banker, no non-runner, which takes us on to Dave, who, in contrast, had perhaps the worst week he's ever had. But that is just life. So he's been very, very good outside of that. So don't let that tar your opinion of him. But we'll start with Leeds, Sheffield Wednesday. Banker had Leeds. Leeds are obviously much better than Sheffield Wednesday. They weren't on this day. 0-0 draw. Nothing happened in the game. My kind of result, but in the wrong slot here. Which takes us on to the winningest man in Trample Bet. Joey, what was your banker?
For the past weekend, at least. Let's not get too carried away. But no, it was a perfect start. I had Violet versus Odense on Friday, and I like both teams to score. We could get that at 6-9. And we were paid out in 20 minutes. First half, both to score. I kind of like second half, both to score. And Violet did their part, but unfortunately, Odense did not. And so Violet got their first win of the season, 2-1.
I mean, I hated this pick. And you were so correct. So well done on that one. But yeah, good to, because I'd have just picked Odense straight up, which is a losing bet. Mm-hmm. So well done, Joey, on that one and your banker. Which takes us on to Value Town. I was in Real Betis versus Rayo Vallecano. This was Saturday, 8 o'clock. Betis won this game 1-0. So no early payout or anything, but yeah, they won the game 1-0. Good result for the Betis boys. Taking us on to Dave, where he took his first foray into Brazil, and it wasn't actually a productive one. He took Botafogo to beat Flamengo. ended up a 2-1 win to Flamenco. They had much less XG in this game, 0.85 versus 1.2. They actually did have another goal chopped off, though, so probably not as close as maybe the XG was alluding to. No value for Dave. On to Joey's value, which I fucking loved because I used it as a middle section.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one. Obviously, we had seen each other's picks beforehand, so I was like, oh, you're bringing that to the middle. Okay. You know, I like that one. But I had AC Milan to win against Roma. You could have gotten that around 2.7-ish, and we had the perfect start with Giroud nailing a penalty in the 9th minute, and then Rafael Leao made it 2-0 in the 48th minute, which I'm not sure if you guys saw that, the highlights from it. Absolutely unbelievable volley. He's like holding the defender off in the box, probably a little past the 6-yard box. And like as he's falling down, almost like a half bicycle scissor kick.
Yeah.
Just bangs it in off the post and in. It was absolutely sublime. And then yeah, they had a red card in the 61st minute. And then Roma made it 2-1 in the 92nd minute. Definitely got a little dicey there at the end. I was watching a little bit on my way to Golf League that day, and they missed a sitter at the end. They absolutely missed a sitter at the end, but hey, I'm not mad about it. It was early paid out for everybody but the people in the US here, but it was it was a stick on one all the way.
Bad result there, Joey. So 2 out of 3 on the values there as well, which took us on to the outsiders, which I had my own only blemish on, considering my banker was cancelled. I took Union Berlin in the opportunity that Andy wasn't here to get a win against RB Leipzig. They lost 3-0, but this game wasn't really the way you think it was. They were down 1-0 and were down to 10 men, and then they just kind of capitulated in the 85th minute, so they were pretty close in it as well. It's Kevin Volland got sent off, so it wasn't even as if it was their main man up top. But yeah, they conceded in the 85th and 87th to make it 3-0. So they kept it tight, but they were in no danger of winning this game after going down to 10 men. So that was my outsider in here. Dave's outsider, which was actually the first pick to let down the mega, because I was watching it in my wife's parents' house with like looking at the cash out of like 190 quid after like fucking 4 or 5 games. I was like, shitting hell, we're getting this in, boys. This was Everton versus Sheffield United in a really, really good game. I don't know if you, I think Andy was also watching this with us as well, because were you here?
Yeah, I was keeping tabs on it for sure. Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah, it was a 2-each game. Sheffield United were down 1-0, brought it back to 2-1. Everton then scored to make it 2-each, and Ollie McBurnie was denied by a fabulous save by Jordan Pickford at the end, like a double save off the bar, and then smothering it when he could have just let a goal in there.
I can't believe that double save. Like, that was all they talked about. There'd been a whole really good game of football, and all the post-match analysis was about that moment.
Yeah, so it was in Pickford and McBurnie like shook hands at the end as well, just being like, fucking hell, but like we've both done as much as we could there. And not ended up with a positive result for Sheffield United. So he was actually unlucky with the outsider on that one. So 2-each in there, which took us on to Joey's outsider, which was fucking mental.
Holy shit. Yeah. So I had Magdeburg against Hertha Berlin, and I liked the win plus both the score, mainly on the Magdeburg win. And I was like, oh, well, Hertha's kind of starting to get it figured out. They could probably contribute a goal or two. Game finished 6-4. Just insane. We had 5 goals in the first half. And then I want to say it was 5 goals in the second half as well. Yeah, 5 goals in the second half as well. And it was just back to forth, end to end action. If you were a neutral, that would have been the game to go to this weekend.
But the interesting thing, Joey, when watching it was your team never had the lead. They were constantly behind. 1-0 win each, 2-1, 2-each. 3-2-3.
Yeah, it was
4-3-4.
Great show of resilience.
But when they went ahead to make it 5-4, I think that was it. They're going to win now. Yeah, it was wonderful. It was great.
Yeah, just running through the goals here. We had a second minute goal for Hertha. Magdeburg equalizes 5 minutes later. Hertha take the lead again in the 22nd minute. 37th minute equalizer. Scored just before the half, 42nd minute. And then Magdeburg equalized in the 49th minute. Another lead in the 55th minute. Equalized in the 58th minute. And then 68th minute, they got their first lead of the game. But biggest thing, I mean, they didn't trail for more than 15 minutes the entire match. So yeah. Magdeburg definitely have the firepower to kind of keep up with most of those big boys. And it'll be interesting to see how they do this year. And it's really funny. I was looking at the odds exact, like the past odds on Flash Score. They didn't even have 6-4 on the
Connect score.
This is what's priced up. The closest was 5-4, was 350-1. So I can't imagine too many people were out.
Yeah,
one,
we're on the 6-4 line.
Exactly. Luckily, they held out. And, they grabbed that second, or I guess their sixth goal to go up 2-0 in the 93rd minute. So
good result for Joey in there. And
it's about all I could ask for.
And he was he won out of three on outsiders for us between, which takes on to Charity, which we were very close with. I took the Friday night game that Dave didn't like. This was Luton versus West Ham, and I took West Ham away. They won 2-1. They were paid out 2-0 as well. So a good result for West Ham there away at Luton. Kenilworth Road's first game, they had enough to beat them. The only reason you were getting them at 4-5 was because it was first game at Kenilworth Road. You see that game later on in the season after Luton are, you know, perennially down the bottom. They'll be 1-2, you know, or less. Good result in the Charity for me. Less good result for Dave, cementing his offer, which is not a winningest look on there. This was Rotherham versus Norwich City. Rotherham won this game 2-1. Rotherham were up 2-0. They had way less of the ball. They had way less chances. They only had three shots on target. Norwich had seven. Like, Norwich had much better this game. Just one of those ones where they couldn't convert that into goals. So, not to be for Norwich versus Rotherham. And which takes me on to the pleasure of rounding out this weekend. Joey, Charity.
Yeah, so this was actually my last match chronologically. So it's actually kind of funny. My banker was first, then value, then outsider. It all worked out nicely chronologically, and then obviously result-wise, it was exactly what we were looking for. I had Klagenfurt away to Austria-Vienna. I like the double chance. And it's actually really good that I kind of switched these up. Initially, I was looking at Magdeburg win for the charity slot, which I would have lost my mind trying to follow that and being worried about that actually coming in straight up. And then I would like the Klagenfurt win straight up for my outsider. And they had a 2-0 win, or 2-1 lead in the 70th minute. But they were pegged back in the 91st minute and then just kind of held on for a 2-2 draw. But another common theme, just quick equalizers. Teams, Vienna scored in the third minute and then Klagenfurt equalized in the ninth. So not really conceding too much and then just kind of staying in it. And finally got my first 4-4. That was, it was a cherry on top. I was kind of hoping the way it actually worked out, I think it was the last pick of the show out of all of us or something like that, but it would have brought in, I mean, obviously brought in my 4-4, but then it would have also brought in the charity treble.
Yeah.
It's a nice little twofer, but unfortunately, Norwich were missing my guy, Josh Sargent, so I'm going to say that was the reason why
they totally pulled
it out. Great weekend. And then ironically, I had Klagenfurt win for my 5-team ACCA. I ended up audibling and going with some Friday bullshit that obviously didn't come in. But literally one goal away from like $600, 125-1, something like that. And I was like, I kind of had a feeling something like that would happen. But
to pick eight winners
we're in and about it
and not select five of them in your own 5-team ACCA is some real Joey shit in there. But like, that's some brilliant, mate. Well done. Thoroughly deserved. And on show 25, you went 4-4.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Joey. Yeah, lovely to see it. Good odds. Very good odds as well when you combine them all. So congratulations. And you've set the standard now, Joey. So we'll be expecting it again this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know I'm always going to try to bring that spice.
Of course. And you alluded to it there, Gordon. His middle section picks all came in, and we're about to go to that middle section. So that's for those of us that are members of Trampled Bet Club on Patreon. You can see this video podcast live. Well, not live, but as soon as we record it, but you get to see the pictures of us in the recording of the video call. You get the middle section, which is where we go to the advert in the normal podcast. Instead, you get a little extra section where we bring any picks that we liked from the week that didn't make the final cut of the show. You also get the cheat sheet, so all the picks written down. So there's plenty of good things about being a patron, as well as you get to support the show. It costs £6 a month, but a whole lot of extra content. So go to www.tramplebet.com. That's what our producer, Gary Black, tells me to say. Just direct everyone there. You can find all the links. So join us on Patreon and come hear the middle section. For everyone else, we will see you after this short break.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, September 16th, 2023. As usual, banker picks, value picks, outsider picks from each of us, and then one pick from each of us on a treble, and any winnings go to charity. £10 of our own money on that. Who's backing it this week, Gordon? What happened last week? Did you get your charity in and I wasn't here?
Yeah, I got my charity in. I backed it last week, so.
I'll do it this week. That's fantastic. £10 of my own money on the treble. Any returns go to a charity that we'll announce should we hit a winner. But let's start with those banker bets. And mine is never back the early kickoff, except this early kickoff, because in my opinion, this is just, the odds are good here. It's Saturday, 12:30 in the Scottish Premiership for St Johnstone versus Rangers. And Rangers, an away win here is 1-4, which I think is actually quite high, considering how much better they are than St Johnstone, who are currently bottom of the table, having played 4 games and only picked up 2 points. Rangers haven't got off to the start they wanted. They got beaten the Old Firm against Celtic, and they only have 6 points from their 4 games. But they've had a busy schedule, what with playing some European games. They're a class above St Johnstone. They've only lost once to St Johnstone since 2010. Okay, that was last year. Right, so it's reasonably recent. But I don't think they're going to let that happen again. They know even at this early stage in the season, you can't win the league now, but you can certainly lose it by giving up ground to Celtic. So they'll want to... They want to get back on the wagon, and I think this is the perfect time to do it. St Johnstone last week at home went 2-0 down to Dundee, which is not good. Okay, they clawed it back and got 2 each, but if you'd backed the away team there, early payout rules from Bet365 meant you would have got a good payout on the away win. I don't think we'll be relying on that this weekend. I think this will be quite a comfortable win for Rangers. So 1-4.
Cool. I am in a nice normal league for all of us. I am in the EPL, a nice traditional UK kickoff time of 3 p.m. Saturday for City at West Ham, 1-2. Now, both Andy and Joey, for Patreon viewers only, will have looked at me like, why the fuck are you doing that? West Ham are actually really good at the moment. And they are. They are very good. They're second. The only people that are better than them are Man City. Man City are about to do that thing they do where they kick into gear and win the league about now-ish. And then, we all, like, they have a little capitulation just after Christmas where they lose to, like, Brentford and Bournemouth. And then they come back and just win it by, like, 12 points at the end. I think West Ham are really good. They play really well on the counter. They actually don't do too well against reigning champions. In the last 10 games they've played, when they played against the reigning champions, they have only won 1 game, lost 9 in there. When they're playing against the current reigning champions. They're decent, West Ham. And that's why I like City here, because you're getting them at a much larger price than you usually would get them at. You get them at 1-2 here to win away at West Ham. They smashed Fulham 5-1 the last time they played. They're just in very good form. They've got the best striker in the world, who also scored in the international break. half their players were playing against Scotland and Scotland, England, and Phil Foden and Kyle Walker just made us look incredibly average. And I know we didn't do much out there, but they just are very, very good. Yeah, I just like City here. They've taken 12 points from four games. They'll have 15 after five. 1-2. Joey.
Yeah. Yeah, and also for my banker, I'm going to be in Belgium. And like I always say, I'm bringing the spice. There's definitely some spice in this banker. Because I've got Anderlecht to win against Kortrijk. And that's going to be around 1.7. I've been seeing it drift kind of shorter into more of like a 6-9 range. But that's going to be on Sunday at 3 p.m. So second place Anderlecht hosts last place Kortrijk. And as I've been saying, I mean, it should be pretty straightforward, given that Kortrijk have they've lost five of their first six matches, and Anderlecht have won four of their first six, and they're actually undefeated in their last five. Kortrijk have won, they've lost two and drawn one in their three home matches so far, and the big kind of theme with Kortrijk has just been goals conceded galore. Three plus goals conceded in four of their six matches, and Anderlecht have actually won three of the last four meetings overall and four of the last seven meetings at Kortrijk. And they should have more than enough quality offensively and defensively to just wreak havoc. I think 1.7 is a phenomenal price.
Thanks, my man. Sounds good.
Fantastic. Usually, Gordon, this is the point that I would tell you what that works out as, but I am not at my usual setup with my usual screens, and there are firewalls that block gambling.
That's fair enough. I'm guessing it'll be about 2-1, maybe slightly under. That's generally what it shakes out as.
But if you're on Patreon, you'll be able to get the cheat sheet.
So that is,
and all good. One of the benefits. On to the value picks then, and I am very close to home. Saturday, 3 p.m. good traditional UK kickoff time in the Scottish Championship for Raith Rovers versus Inverness.
I knew you were going to take this game. I'm so glad I left it out as well. Continue. I can't wait to get to the end of this and see what I want to say about it.
I think that means you like it. I hope it means you like it.
It is.
So Raith are joint top of the league after four games played, 10 points. So obviously that's unbeaten. That's three wins and one draw. Whereas Inverness are rock bottom of that league with only 1 point from four games taken. Raith have been good. Pretty consistent, beating teams across the board. However, Inverness have been atrocious. Last week, they get beat away at Arbroath 4-2. No one should be conceding four goals to Arbroath. Dundee United went 4-0 up against Arbroath in the first half. And Raith are a team joint with Dundee United at the top of the league. I think this could potentially get messy for Inverness and be a very hard day for them. The odds of this game, you'll get Raith at 10-11. Almost even money for a home win, which is, in my opinion, incredible value. Hence, they're my value pick.
How's the head-to-head?
The head-to-head between the two? Oh, the fact that Inverness usually win this game. It's been a draw a few times. It's a different Inverness team this year.
That's, do you know, that's the only reason I didn't pick it was I looked at the head-to-head and I was like, just kept going down. I was like, but yeah, it's a different Inverness who are just getting pumped every week. So yeah, I think it's a good shout.
I did not scroll down enough here. Here's an exercise for our listeners. Go to the head-to-head on Flash Score of this game. You'll have to scroll a lot before you see a Raith win the year 2000.
Yep. So, yeah, gladly.
Those streaks are there to be broken, and this is the time to break it.
I think you're right.
Almost even money's brilliant here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I respect that pick a lot because my value is much more shite baggy than that. I'm going to take Napoli away at Genoa, as Joey probably already likes as well. 2-3 in the value slot, which I'm sure I've had bankers around that value. But they are a value pick this week. Genoa just got promoted. Napoli have taken 6 points from three games. Their only loss coming to Sagan Tosu and St. Troiden legend Daigichi Kamada, who's been fucking brilliant this season when they bought him from Frankfurt. Lazio have been a bit of a surprise package in there, occasionally getting beat by teams they shouldn't be getting beat by and beating teams they shouldn't be beating. They won that game 2-1. They had two goals chopped off like minute after minute as well in the second half, so it could have got really messy for Napoli. Anyway, Napoli are going to come back into this game against Genoa and beat them. Genoa have lost to Lazio, they've lost to Torino, and they've lost to Fiorentina. They've only scored one goal thus far in the league. Napoli won't let that slide happen for too long. They've lost one game. It was against Lazio in there. They beat Sassuolo 2-0. They beat Frosinone 3-1 in there. So they've beaten teams that have get promoted recently as well. Head-to-head's pretty good as well. They've beat them 4 out of the last 5 times. Napoli away 2-3.
Yeah. So for my value pick, I'm going to be in the Netherlands. And speaking of newly promoted teams, instead of fading one, I will be backing one with Heracles versus Utrecht. And I like Heracles' win, the home win at 6-4. So that's going to be on Saturday at 8 p.m. And as I mentioned, Heracles were recently promoted this season, but they finished top of the Eerste Divisie last season with a plus 61 goal differential, which is just insane. And they've settled right back into their winning ways, winning back-to-back matches after a tough opening match against Ajax, which nobody's going to blame them for losing at Ajax. But Utrecht, on the other hand, they've lost their opening 4 matches, scoring just once and conceding 10 goals. And I think a lot of that is partly due to losing their talisman, Anastasio Duvikas. He finished last season technically tied with Xavi Simons for the, I guess, the top scorer in the league. But I'm sure there's something with assists that kind of let gave Xavi that edge. But yeah, so both of Heracles' wins, their 2 wins this season, have come against smaller teams kind of further down, like Nijmegen and I'm trying to think who the other one was, Excelsior, which they
played a couple times
in the Eerste Divisie. But yeah, a lot of their promotion campaign last season was built on home form with 48 points in 19 home matches, scoring 61 of their 103 goals for, and only conceding 17 of their 42 conceded. Granted, I mean, obviously different caliber of teams, but that's kind of how this team was sort of getting on. And Utrecht are actually one of 4 teams that have failed to pick up a single point in their first 4 matches. And so I think 2.5-ish, 6-4. It's a great price for the home win. I would expect some goals in this one. I don't necessarily think Heracles are going to keep a clean sheet, but they should have more than enough to edge out Utrecht side that have really just struggled to find that goal-scoring form.
Sure. No problemo.
Fantastic. On to the outsiders then, where we look for something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think actually has a pretty good chance of coming in. And my game is Sunday at 5 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for Aarhus versus Brøndby. And the away win for a good Brøndby team here is over your threshold, Gordon, 21-10.
Well so done. You'll be delighted.
You'll be delighted with that price. So better than 2-1 for a Brøndby win here. We're 7 games into the Superliga season and Brøndby are right up there. 15 points from those 7 matches, just 3 points behind FC Copenhagen, who lead the way in top spot. Aarhus not too far back, 12 points from their 7 games. But there's a bit of a home-away split with them. Their home performances haven't been brilliant. They've picked up 7 points from 4 games at home, scoring 5 and conceding 5. Whereas Brøndby are one of the best away performers in the league, albeit a small sample size with 9 points from 4 away games. I'd expect both these teams to make the top half. So this is very much like the Scottish Premiership where the league splits in two near the end of the season and the top half all play each other and the bottom half all play each other. So I would expect both these teams to be top half. But the fact you're getting 21-10 on Brøndby is what is... It's the price again that's really setting this for me. Head-to-head-wise, G-Man, since you pointed out in the last pick, the last 4 times these teams have played, Brøndby have won twice and there's been 2 draws. So recent historical head-to-head also favours Brøndby in this spot. 21-10 is just a nice price for a game, I think, that, yep, absolutely could go either way. But take the underdog in that spot.
Yeah. Hey, man, look, I have no problem with these kind of things. And historical form doesn't even really bother me in most things. It's just when you look back to the year 2000 and they haven't won. You're like,
and it's not like they don't play each other all the time.
Constantly. Yeah. So I'll take you on outsider land then for me in a much more familiar league that I've let it percolate like a nice coffee. And there we've got Cosenza versus Sud Tirol in the Sierra B. I think I backed this as an outsider last year in the same position, and it also came in for me. I think this game will be a draw. Cosenza versus Sud Tirol met twice last season. They were in the Sierra B together last season. Also two draws, a 0-0 and a 1 each in there as well. The reason I think this is going to be a draw is Sud Tirol's away form isn't good. They get all their points at home, but they tend to eke out draws to get themselves up the league. The reason they got into the playoffs was they were managing to like draw every one in two games away from home that required. And Cosenza, pretty good team in here. You know, they're not too bad, but as I've said, they drew the two games last season they played against each other. Sud Tirol started the season quite well. They've taken 7 points from three games. Cosenza have taken 4 points from four games, averaging a draw a game. I just think this game will be a draw. And the bookies think this game will be a draw as well. It's 21 to 10 for the draw, which gives you an inclination that they don't want to pick a side on this either. So Cosenza versus Sud Tirol. This is 1 o'clock, first game of the weekend for me. 1 o'clock on Saturday. So 21 to 10. Joey, where are we? Yeah. What are you fancying?
All right. So we're going to go back to the well here with in Austria with Klagenfurt hosting LASK. And Gordo, I think our symbioticism is starting to
freak
sort of link up here because I also like a draw.
That's a big word for this time in the morning, Joey.
Yeah. I know. Just tells you my brain's at least kind of firing. So we're not completely awake. But the draw's at 3.75. That's going to be on Saturday at 4 p.m. And a lot like Gordo's pick, this is another team that really, really leans on that home form and kind of struggled away from home. We've got a top four battle with LASK in third place and then our beloved Klagenfurt in fourth. And so while LASK are consistently in the top five of this league, they won it back in 2019-2020. I mean, this is going to be a tough test against a high-flying Klagenfurt. Klagenfurt have yet to lose the season. And while LASK have picked up one more win than Klagenfurt, a lot of their success has come at home. Klagenfurt have drawn four of their six matches to start the season and have drawn both home league matches, while LASK have drawn back-to-back away matches, one of which was in Champions League qualifying or one of the European competitions, where exactly as I was expecting, conceded first and then equalizer shortly after. Granted, they had a 2-1 lead in the first leg, so I'm sure that played some bit into it. But historically, these sides have drawn three of their last five meetings at Klagenfurt. And so with this scorching form for Klagenfurt, I'm fully expecting both sides to just cancel each other out. 1-1 or 2-2. Should be some goals and should be hopefully a draw.
Good stuff, Joey. Goals, that's what you're all about. So two draws.
Oh, I live for it.
A win for Bromby. Let's hope I don't let that down. It's just primed now for Aarhus Bromby to also be a draw, isn't it? And for the draw treble to come in. Let's hope that'll be fine as long as Bromby go 2-0 up.
Yeah.
They can do what they like after that. On to the charity bet then. So let's get a winner in for charity. One pick from each of us. I'll put £10 of my own money on that and all the proceeds, should we get any. We'll go to a charity we'll announce next week. I'm going to play it, in my opinion, relatively safe. I'm also going to be at this game, so regular or even semi-regular listeners will know who I'm backing this week. Dundee United versus
Morton. Oh, you should have done it. You should have done something totally different. But like, Sagan Tosu away at Lita.
Yeah, we're going to be in Copenhagen.
To be fair, I am in Copenhagen quite a bit. Not this trip, though. I'll be in Dundee on Saturday to watch top of the league Dundee United play third bottom Green at Morton. Okay, we're only four games into the season, five games for some teams, but Dundee United have been good. 10 points, top of the league, 10 goals scored, only one conceded. So plus 9 goal difference from those four games. Whereas Morton, only 3 points from their four matches. They've scored six and conceded 11 goals. I watch Dundee United every week. We beat Airdrie 2-0 last week so comfortably. It was ridiculous. We scored in the first 5 minutes and then scored in stoppage time at the very end of the game, and a whole load of nothing happened for 85 minutes. But that was fine because it never looked like Airdrie were going to score. And I imagine a lot of home games for Dundee United won't go like that this year. Press early, try and get an opening goal, and then just see the game out. And they have the talent, and you know, they've just dropped down from the Premier League last year, so they should be doing this, especially at home, to the rest of that division being a class above. So yeah, that's my charity pick. Dundee United, 4-6.
No problemo. I take us to Norway for on Saturday. All my picks are Saturday at 5 PM. And I fancy Viking away at Haugesund. Yeah, I thought Joey was going to know that I was going to pick this. So Viking away at Haugesund. Viking are joint, you're not top of the league, but they're joint on points at the top of the league with Bodø Glimt, currently behind on goal difference. Both got 45 points from their 20 games. Haugesund are in 12th, which is just outside the relegation zone in this league. 12th in some leagues, you're like, hey, I'm at table form. but yeah, they're just outside the relegation zone, only 2 points out of it, down there with Vålerenga and Glasgow Sexual Health Clinic, Sandefjord. They have... so Viking are basically twice as good as a team that Haugesund are. And they only had a wee blip against Vålerenga last week, but their away form is scorching. They've won 4 out of their last 5 games. The one that they didn't was kind of like a pre-season cup thing, or not like League Cuppy Emperor's Cup number. And Haugesund's home form isn't great. The nice thing about Haugesund's last 3 games is we have direct comparisons for this. They played Molde, Bodø and Rosenborg and lost all of them. They scored in all of them. They're Joey's kind of team. They've lost 2-1 and 3-1 in some of them. But yeah, you know, Haugesund, Viking are in scorching form. They've never been in this form before, which makes the head-to-head kind of, you know, slightly skewed in there. But yeah, I expect Viking to win this game and win it comfortably. And that's why they're priced at 7-10. So Joey, round us out. Give us your charity.
All right. Yeah, so last pick of the weekend for me, not chronologically, but in terms of our show, it's going to be, I'm going to bring it home. Bring it home to the MLS, and I like Charlotte FC to win against DC United. And you can get the home win at about even money. When I was initially doing my write-ups on Sunday, it was at 2.2, so it's already come in a little bit. That's going to be on Sunday at 12:30 a.m., if anyone fancies staying up for that one. I don't think that'll be a wake-up early for that. That's more of a, yeah, you're just still up.
You're just up. That's more Andy hours than mine, to be honest, Nate, I'll give you.
Oh, yeah. But no, so we've got a playoff battle here with ninth place DC United traveling to Charlotte, looking not to lose ground on their 2-point lead for the last playoff spot. But I really just can't see past a home win here. Charlotte sit 3 points behind DC for the last playoff spot. They've been outstanding at home, picking up 9 wins in the last 14 home matches and losing just once during that stretch. DC United, on the other hand, have been okay at home, probably mid-table. But they've really struggled away from home with 9 losses in their last 13 away matches. And they've lost by 2-plus goals in 4 of their last 8 away matches. Charlotte has been rounding into form lately with only 2 losses in their last 14 overall. They should have more than enough quality with Karol Świderski on the pitch, sort of pulling the strings. And Scott Arfield's there too. He's really slotted in. And they should be able to pick up a really straightforward win. They've in the 4 historical meetings, they've split it 2 wins for each side. But in the 1 meeting at Charlotte, Charlotte won 3-0. And then one of the other, granted it was a preseason friendly, but they actually won 3-2 away at DC United. Yeah. So they've won 2 of the last 3 meetings. And yeah, just given home form, I mean, this should be stick on.
Sounds good, mate.
It does indeed. So that's a charity treble of Dundee United, Viking and Charlotte FC. A couple of picks just shy of even money and one you could possibly get above even money, Joy, if you're quick on the draw. So I'll put that on today, and hopefully we have a winning charity treble to report back next week. Hopefully we have a winning mega coupon, which is all the picks. We're going to hit it one day.
One day, man.
One day. Hopefully this is the week. as we always say, thank you to all our listeners. We really appreciate your support. We really enjoy the fact that you enjoy the show. Do join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, very active community there. I see Bruce Much is back with golf tips for this weekend, so I'll be getting in about those.
He has I'll just be backing them all. Yeah.
He has been sensational when it comes to the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. So do have a look for that. But come and join us on Facebook. Free to join. Just search Facebook for Trample Bet Podcast. And join us on Patreon. That is £6 a month. Give something back to the show. But you get this podcast as a video podcast as soon as we finish recording it. You get the cheat sheet. So that's all the picks written down. So you don't need to take any notes. The middle section with some extra picks and some extra content shows along the way too. So loads of good stuff. www.tramplebet.com. That's where to go. Gordo, Joey, thank you very much. Enjoy. This is early for me. You know, recording at 8:30 in the morning. For you, this is insanity.
Real winning hours that boy's up for.
But we really appreciate it and enjoy the work day ahead, my man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, hopefully shouldn't be too bad. But I mean, I'm just used to this. I was up for A-League matches at 1 a.m. back a couple of years when John got me into this whole shenanigans. So, this is just another day in paradise for me. One last thing I'll say is massive match for DCFC at the weekend. We're away in Phoenix, so over in Arizona on the west side of the country. But we're right in the thick of it for that playoff push. And so, hopefully we can kind of sneak out a draw there. Definitely don't want to be dropping points away from home. Phoenix are a tough team. It'll be a great match. Hopefully we can squeak out a draw there.
Fantastic, Joey. Well, enjoy it. Gordo, enjoy your football watching. I'll enjoy going up to Tannadice and hopefully seeing a leg of our charity coupon come in. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Cheers, Gordo. Cheers, Joey. Good luck with the weekend ahead. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.